For more, I recently spoke to New York Times reporter Ernesto Londoño, who is in Rio de Janeiro. Ernesto, we've been hearing quite a bit about Latin America and how COVID-19 is working its way through South America as well. Where is Brazil at right now in terms of infections, deaths, how people are affected?
Brazil is now clearly the epicenter in Latin America. We're seeing upwards of 800 new deaths each day, and contagion is growing. So health officials here and local officials are warning that the next few months are going to be very, very hard. They're looking at a breakdown of healthcare systems in areas where the virus has struck pretty ferociously. And unfortunately, the approach has been rather erratic. On the one hand, you have a president telling people, get back to work. These shutdowns and these lockdowns don't make good sense. Let the virus burn out. While local officials and doctors are pleading with people to stay indoors if they can.
And this disagreement has gone all the way up as high as the health minister.
That is correct. Brazil has seen two health ministers leave pretty abruptly over the past month. The first one, Minister Mandetta, had a very acrimonious relationship with the president. You had a really surreal situation where the health ministry was telling people these lockdown measures, these quarantines make sense. If you adhere to them, it will allow us to keep the system from being overloaded and it will prevent deaths. And at the same time, his boss, the president, was encouraging people to take to the streets. He himself was walking around, spurring people to gather around him, shaking hands, and essentially saying that this virus was not a big deal as people wanted to make it out to be, and that these lockdowns would be ruinous for the economy.
Recently we learned that the president of the United States, he said he had been taking hydroxychloroquine. What is happening in Brazil with that medication, with that drug?
That anti-malaria drug has been a big flashpoint in Brazil for weeks. President Bolsonaro, like President Trump, has enthusiastically endorsed it as a miracle cure and something that should be widespread. His two health ministers refused to sign off on that view, saying that the science was just not there. However, once the second health minister was out of the scene and the health ministry is now run by a general who has to take direct orders from the president, the health ministry has now encouraged health officials across the country to use it for all COVID-19 patients, regardless of symptoms.
Where is the healthcare infrastructure of Brazil, especially considering some of the incredibly dense urban areas? What's the likelihood that someone that's living in one of these favelas that has access to a hospital, how expensive is it to get treated if they do come down with symptoms?
Brazil has a fairly robust primary healthcare system, and in the past, it has risen to healthcare challenges in a way that has won it praise abroad. However, there have been cuts in funding over the past couple of years as the economy has been struggling, and we're really feeling the effects of that. So it really varies on where in the country you are. Populations that historically have had spotty access to healthcare, like indigenous communities or people living in very densely populated urban favelas, don't have very many resources at their reach. And I think those are the cases that people worry the most about, particularly considering just how closely people live to each other and how densely packed some of these communities are.
Also put this in the context of what else is happening in Brazil right now. I mean, how severe of an impact is this to the Brazilian economy?
It has been a huge blow to the Brazilian economy, but I think it also has to be looked through the lens of what's happening politically. You have a president who has become a pariah abroad on the global stage as a result of other policies, such as his approach to the environment. And now there were growing calls for his impeachment, and there were criminal investigations into his conduct and those of people around him, including his children. So President Bolsonaro is very much a politician in survival mode, who has not been able to mount a coherent and robust response to the coronavirus crisis, as we've seen other world leaders do in recent weeks.
Has that shaken his base of support? Do the people who love President Bolsonaro agree with his views on well, public health in this case?
It does seem to be changing the nature of his support, and his popularity numbers appear to be dropping, although not dramatically. I think there's a lot of people in the population who are very worried about their job prospects, their ability to put food on the table. So I think it's early to know just how the president's stance on this is going to play out politically. Some analysts say that at the end of the day, when the economy takes a huge hit some months from now and the unemployment numbers go through the roof and we really start feeling the pain that is building up slowly right now, the governors who have been calling for quarantines and lockdowns may pay a bigger price than the president, who could be able to sort of bill himself as the one who was looking after the working class and the poor.
Ernesto Londoño of the New York Times joining us from Rio. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.